Now, not everybody is comfortable tossing their masks aside yet. An expert wants those people to go at their own pace.
I heard you say to Gayle King, she said that that people were looking at her funny for wearing a mask, even though she's vaccinated. Is there anything wrong with that? And should people be side-eyeing them?
No, not at all. I mean, people have to make their own personal choice.
As a rule, we are anti-side-eyeing.
But even with these new freedoms, a lot of people are still hesitant to get a shot.
The global pandemic has come to your town.
Yay, hey, vaccinate now.
There ain't no more TV. Get off of your couch.
Please take some time to vaccinate now.
To encourage people to get vaccinated, some governors out there are getting pretty creative, like Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. DeWine took to the Twitters yesterday to announce a drawing for adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. The winner will receive $1 million. Wow! The money comes from federal COVID relief funds, but the drawing itself will be conducted by the Ohio Lottery, which is why in Ohio, vaccination cards are now also scratchers. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Come on, baby. Come on. Syringe. Syringe. Damn, bleach! Here in New York, New York, big city of dreams, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that Shake Shack is offering a free burger and fries to vaccinated people.
McDonald's will release new McCafe cups later this year that include vaccination information and federal health slogans to promote vaccine confidence. Something like, what are you worried about? You eat here.
Last week, the CDC officially announced that aside from a few exceptions, people who have gotten the COVID vaccine no longer need to wear masks to stay safe. And I was so excited. I went out to a bar. I walked into traffic. I went skydiving into a pool of sharks. Didn't have a mask on for any of it. And it felt great, except for my leg. But now, some people are telling the CDC to slow their roll.
With only 37% of the population fully vaccinated, some public health experts say more people need to be getting shots in arms before taking off masks.
The CDC went from 0 to 100 overnight.
I think people should continue wearing masks indoors for probably another few weeks.
The largest nurses union in the country disagreeing with the CDC, condemning the mask rollback, saying it puts those who are immunocompromised, children, and frontline workers at risk.
Several health experts are questioning whether federal officials are moving too fast by loosening mask recommendations. According to the Washington Post, more than a dozen physicians called the decision premature.
Epidemiologist fight!
So, on the one side, you have the CDC saying, take off your masks. And on the other side, you have experts saying, that is crazy. And look, I'm not surprised, people. Experts disagree all the time. You know, like how 9 out of 10 dentists want you to brush your teeth. And then that last dentist is just like,
just let your teeth rot, bro. Live your life.
Plus, experts have been disagreeing with each other throughout this pandemic. Is it airborne? Is it safe to go back to school? Do you have to pay for a gift at a Zoom wedding? But I won't lie. When you've got respected scientists on both sides of an argument like this, it makes it very hard to know what to do. That's why I'm so grateful for anonymous Twitter replies. Those people always know the answer. So wise. But look, man, either way, I know that a lot of people are confused right now about which experts to listen to and which solutions to trust. The point is, the CDC is getting a lot of backlash from experts who want people to keep masking up. And unfortunately for the CDC, some people who have wanted to get rid of the masks this whole time are also mad at them.
I'm sure you've seen the Republican criticism saying, well, great, this is encouraging, says Andy Biggs, but questioning the timing of this. Biggs says this, while the new mask guidance is encouraging, the CDC and my far radical left colleagues only chose to do this to distract from the consequences of catastrophic policy decisions that have been heard around the world. You gotta love Marsha Blackburn asking in a tweet, why today the science hasn't changed? Jim Jordan has a theory on why things are changing.
This is poll driven. Well, all this bothers Americans and they're done with it all.
Well, if Jim Jordan thinks this is a cover-up, I trust him. Because Jim Jordan knows a lot about cover-ups. And you gotta admit, this reaction is a little weird, man. Because it's been months. Months of Republicans complaining about mask rules. But now they're upset that the mask rules are being relaxed? What? It's like Mariah Carey getting mad at you because she got you for Christmas. No, Mariah, you said this was all you wanted. So, the CDC is taking fire from all sides. But guys, they're just reflecting what the science is. And everyone agrees that if you are vaccinated, it is very unlikely that you will get sick or spread the virus even without a mask. You know, it's like me clicking install updates now rather than remind me later. I mean, it's technically possible, but it's not actually going to happen. And to be clear, a lot of places are accepting the CDC's new guidance. The problem is how to actually enforce it.
Some major retailers are dropping mask requirements for vaccinated shoppers in response to the latest CDC guidelines. Among the names on the list, Costco, Walmart, Sam's Club, Trader Joe's, and Publix. This new policy also goes into effect starting today at Starbucks.
Fully vaccinated customers don't need to wear the mask in stores.
This is the honor system. That's right. Nobody's asking for your vaccine card. And so the hope is everybody's going to be a good citizen, look out for each other.
The only problem is if there is no verification of vaccination status. We are now exposing the two-thirds of the country, and we're seeing that the honor code is already not working.
Yeah, no. No. There is no way you're going to be able to trust customers with the honor system. I mean, have you ever seen the 10 items or less line? People will walk into that lane, look the cashier straight in the eyes, and then proceed to drop 22 items on the checkout counter, just daring them to say something. And I know it's not practical to check the vaccination status of everyone who walks into your store, but if they suspect an unmasked person isn't vaccinated, I mean, they could at least try to catch them in a lie.
That second shot was crazy, huh? I mean, the way it came down from the ceiling in that robot arm and it had the liquid nitrogen, that was crazy, right?
Yeah, that was nuts.
Aha!
But yes, because this is all based around the honor system, lots of unvaccinated people won't be wearing masks, even though they should be. Which is ironic, because as it turns out, a lot of vaccinated people who don't need to wear a mask anymore are gonna keep doing it anyway.
But even with the option to take off their masks, both indoors and outdoors, many who've been vaccinated say they're remaining cautious and keeping them on.
I think I will probably still wear a mask until I feel like it's safe enough to not. Yeah, and you know, it's not just to protect me, but to protect, you know, like the CDC has said, protect the ones around us.
Last week they tell you everybody must wear a mask, and now 2 days later they're saying take off your mask. I don't trust any of it.
If you're not wearing your mask, I kind of want to stay away from you.
It's tough to explain to the kids as well how we can take our masks off, but they have to keep them on.
Until I get more information, until I get more directions, I'm going to keep the mask on.
Wow, I can't believe we were worried that we wouldn't know who's vaccinated or not. Because now it's obvious. The vaccinated people are the ones still wearing masks.
Now that there's finally some light at the end of this pandemic tunnel, at least for the US and wealthier countries that are hoarding all the vaccines, anti-maxxers are now reconsidering the use of masks, not to protect against COVID-19, but to protect themselves from people who have been vaccinated.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Yeah, for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
from Perry Teasdale, the publisher of the Columbia paper in Columbia County. He used to be on the other side of the river and was once a video freak, and we heard his story, which included that he helped. So I guess he didn't write the guerrilla broadcasting chapter and steal this book, but he provided the research. And so we're going to, right now, we'll read the guerrilla broadcasting chapter that the Columbia paper, Perry Teasdale, had something to do with. This is page 139 from Abbie Hoffman's Steal This Book. And so this is the original text from Guerrilla Broadcasting from Abbie Hoffman's Steal This Book, I guess with research done by Perry Teasdale from the Columbia paper. Under FCC low-power transmission regulations, it is legal to broadcast on the AM band without even obtaining a license. If you transmit with 100 milliwatts of power or less on a free band space that doesn't interfere with a licensed station, you are further allowed up to a 12-foot antenna or the use of carrier current transmission, regular electric wall outlets. Using this legal setup, you can broadcast from a 2 to 20 block radius, depending on how high up you can locate your antenna and the density of tall buildings in the area. Carrier current broadcasting consists of plugging the transmitter into a regular wall socket. It draws power in the same way as any other electrical appliance and feeds its signal into the power line, allowing the broadcast to be heard on any AM radio tuned into the operating frequency. The transmitter can be adjusted to different frequencies until a clear band is located. The signal will travel over the electrical wiring until it hits a transformer, where it will be erased. The trouble with this method is that in large cities, almost every large office or apartment building has a transformer. You should experiment with this method first, but if you are in a city, chances are you'll need an antenna rigged up on the roof. Anything over 12 feet is illegal, but practice has shown that the FCC won't hassle you if you don't have commercials and refrain from interfering with licensed broadcast. There are some cats in Connecticut broadcasting illegally with a 100-foot antenna over a 30-mile radius for hours on end, and nobody gives them any trouble. Naturally, if you insist upon using dirty language, issuing calls to revolution, broadcasting bombing information, interfering with above-ground stations, and becoming too well-known, the FCC is going to try to knock you out. There are penalties that have never been handed out of up to a year in jail. It's possible you could get hit with a conspiracy rap, which could make it a felony. But the opinion of the movement lawyers now is a warning if you're caught once, and a possible fine with stiffer penalties possible for repeaters that are caught. If it gets really heavy, you could still broadcast for up to 15 minutes without being pinpointed by the FCC sleuths. By locating your equipment in a panel truck and broadcasting from a fixed roof antenna, you can make it almost impossible for them to catch you by changing positions. There has been a variety of transmitting equipment used, and the most effective has been found to be an AM transmitter manufactured by low-power broadcasting company 520 Lincoln Highway, Fraser, Pennsylvania, called Dick Crompton. The right transmitter will run about $200. If you plan to use carrier current transmission, you also need a capacitor that sells for $30. An antenna can be made out of an aluminum tubing and antenna wiring available at any TV radio supply store. See, you'll also need a good microphone that you can get for about $10. Naturally, equipment for heavier broadcasting is available if a member of your group has a license or good connections with someone who works in a large electronics supply house. Also, with a good knowledge in the area, you can build a transmitter for a fraction of the purchase price. You can always employ tape recorders, turntables, and other broadcasting hardware depending on how much bread you have, how much stuff you have to hide, how legal your operation is, and the type of broadcasting you want to do. It is possible to extend your range by sending a signal over the telephone lines to other transmitters, which will immediately rebroadcast. Several areas in a city could be linked together and even from one city to another. Theoretically, if enough people rig up transmitters and antennas at proper locations and everyone operates on the same band, it is possible to build a nationwide people's network that is equally theoretically legal. Broadcasting, it should be remembered, is a one-way transmission of information. Communications which allow you to transmit and receive are illegal without a license. That's ham radio. There are a number of outlaw radio projects going on around the country. Less frequent, but just as feasible, is a people's television network. Presently, there are three basic types of TV systems. Broadcast, which is the sending of signals directly from the station's transmitter to home receiver sets. Cable, where the cable company employs extremely sensitive antenna to pick up broadcast transmissions and relay them and or they originate and send them. And thirdly, closed-circuit TV, such as the surveillance cameras in the supermarkets, banks, and apartment house lobbies. The third system, as used by the pigs, is of little concern unless we are interested in not being photographed. The cameras can be temporarily knocked out of commission by flashing a bright light bulb, flash bulb, cigarette lighter, directly in front of its lens. For our own purposes, closed-circuit TV can be employed for broadcasting rallies, rock concerts, or teach-ins to other locations. The equipment is not that expensive to rent and easy to operate. Just contact the largest television or electronics store in your area and ask about it. There are also closed-circuit and cable systems that work in harmony to broadcast special shows to campuses and other institutions. Many new systems are being developed and will be in operation soon. Cable systems, as such, are in use only in a relatively few areas. They can be tapped either at the source or at any point along the cable by an engineer freak who knows what to do. The source is the best spot, since all the amplification and distribution equipment of the system is available at that point. Tapping along the cable itself can be a lot hairier, but more frustrating for the company when they try to trace you down. Standard broadcasting that is received on almost all living room sets works on an RF radio frequency signal sent out on various frequencies which correspond to the channels on the tuner. In no area of the country are all these channels used. This raises important political questions as to why people do not have the right to broadcast on unused channels. By getting hold of a TV camera, Sony and Panasonic are the best for the price, that has an RF output, you can send pictures to a TV simply by placing the camera cable on or near the antenna of the receiver set. When the set is operating on the same channel as the camera, it will show what the camera sees. Used videotape recorders such as the Sony CV series that record and play back audio and video information are becoming more available. These too can be easily adapted to send RF signals the same as a live camera. Whether or not the program to be broadcasted is live or on tape, there are three steps to be taken in order to establish a people's TV network. First, you must convert the video and audio signals to an RF frequency modulated FM signal corresponding to the desired broadcast channel. We suggest for political and technical reasons that you pick one of the unused channels in your area to begin experimenting. The commercial stations have an extremely powerful signal and can usually override your small output. Given time and experience, you might want to go into the direct competition with the big boys on their own channel. It is entirely possible, say, in a 10 to 20 block radius, to interrupt a presidential press conference with more important news. Electronic companies such as Gerald Electronics in Philadelphia make equipment that can RF both video and audio information onto specific channels. The device you'd be interested in is called a cable driver or RF modulator. When the signal is in the RF state, it is already possible to broadcast very short distances. The second step is to amplify the signal so it will reach as far as possible. A linear amplifier of the proper frequency is required for this job. The stronger the amplifier, the farther and more powerful the signal. A 10-watt job will cover approximately 5 miles line of sight in area. Linear amplifiers are not that easily available, but they can be constructed with some electrical engineering knowledge. The third step is the antenna, which, if the whole system is to be mobile to avoid detection, is going to involve some experimentation and possible camouflage. Two things to keep in mind about an antenna are that it should be what is technically referred to as a dipole antenna, and since TV signals travel on line of sight, it is important to place the antenna as high as possible. Although it hasn't been done in practice, it certainly is possible to reflect pirate signals off an existing antenna of a commercial network. This requires a full knowledge of broadcasting. However, any amateur can rig up an antenna, attach it to a helium balloon, and get it plenty high. For most, the roof of a tall building will suffice. If you're really uptight about your operation, the antenna can be hidden with a fake cardboard chimney. We realize becoming TV gorillas is not everyone's trip, but a small band with a few grand can indeed pull it off. There are a lot of technical freaks hanging around recording studios, guitar shops, hi-fi stores, and engineering schools that can be turned on to the project. By showing them the guidelines laid out here, it can help you assemble and build various components that are difficult to purchase, i.e. the linear amplifier. Naturally, by building some of the components, the cost of the operation is kept way down. Equipment can be purchased in selective electronics stores. You'll need a camera, VTR, RF modulator, linear amplifier, and antenna. Also, a generator, voltage regulator, and an alternator if you want the station to be mobile. One of the best sources of information on both television and radio broadcasting is the Radio Amateur's Handbook, published by the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut. The handbook gives a complete course in electronics and the latest information on all techniques and equipment related to broadcasting. Back issues have easy-to-read do-it-yourself TV transmitter diagrams and instructions. Also available is a publication called Radical Software, put out by Raindance Corp, 24 East 22nd Street in New York, with the latest info on all types of alternative communications. Guerrilla TV is the vanguard of the communications revolution, rather than the avant-garde cellophane light shows and the weekend conferences. One pirate picture on the sets of in America's living rooms is worth a thousand wasted words. With the fundamentals in this field mastered, you can rig up all sorts of stuff. Cheap $20 tape recorders can be purchased and outfitted with a series of small loudspeakers. Concealed in a school auditorium or other large hall, such a system can blast out any message or music you wish to play. The administration will go insane trying to locate the operation if it is well hidden. We know two cats who rigged a church with this type of setup and a timing device. Right in the middle of the sermon, on came Radio Heaven and said stuff like, "Come on, preacher, this is God, you don't believe all that stuff now, do you?" It made for an exciting Sunday service, all right. You can build a miniature transmitter and with a small magnet attach it to the underbelly of a police car to keep track of where it's going. This would only be practical in a small town or on a campus where there are only a few security guards or patrol vehicles. If you rigged a small tape recorder to the transmitter and tuned it to a popular AM band, the patrol car as it rode around could actually broadcast the guerrilla message you pre-recorded. Wouldn't they be surprised when they found out how you did it? You can get a bumper beeper and receiver that are constructed by professionals for use by private detectives. The dual unit costs $400. You can talk to John Bomer in Phoenix, Arizona about that. Even though there are laws governing this area of sneaky surveillance, telephone taps, tracking devices, and the like, a number of enterprising firms produce an unbelievable array of electronic hardware that allows you to match Big Brother's ears and eyes. Sugar cube transmitters, tie clasp microphones, phone taps, tape recorders that work in a hollowed-out book, and other brave new world equipment is available from R.B. Clifton in Miami, Florida, the Electrolab Corporation in Statesboro, Georgia, or Tracer Investigative Products from Palm Beach, Florida. And by the way, you can pick up Radio Hanoi on shortwave radio every day from 3 to 3:30 p.m. at 15013 kilocycles on the 19-meter band. That's the Guerrilla Broadcasting chapter from Abbie Hoffman's Steal This Book, a reading with research from Perry Teasdale, now the publisher of the Columbia paper in Columbia County, and then a member of the Video Freaks Collective that started a pirate television station and got the transmitter from the Teasdale's contribution to Steal This Book, the Abbie Hoffman classic.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Waveform, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune into transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Wait, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
Here's Sonic Youth with Antenna.
Thank you. My name is James.
My name is Echo.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes, when Frank Brettschneider uses all his tools. Franz Obeam comforts us with her subtle textures. And guitarist Freddie Bryant assembles a dream jazz trio. Deep Threes. Music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Support comes from support for
United Airlines. United provides
support for NPR
in cities like Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Underwriting today is provided
United Airlines,
by Borders, Books, and Music,
Jutus, Juice Bar Blend, and by Whitney Farms, producers of a complete line of
public
radio.com.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising.
National Public Radio.
National Business Radio
comes from
United Airlines,
Borders, Books, and Music.
Jutus, Juice Bar Blend.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio.
.com.
Public Radio.
Nonstop Business.
Underwriting today is provided by Inktomi. That's Inktomi Scaling.
National Public Radio.
At inktomi.com.
National Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business.
Radio.com.
Public Radio. National Public Radio. Nonstop Business.
Radio.com.
Public Radio.com.
Soil Amendments and Mulches.com.
National Public Radio.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business.
Public Radio. Well, lots of pretty good news there. Thanks, Joe. That report brought to you by
NationalBusinessRadio.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Joe Biden's hit and run on the Palestinian people. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. U.S. taxpayers who want to see their tax dollars at work should look no further than the Gaza Strip, the besieged enclave where 2 million Palestinians live in what former conservative British Prime Minister David Cameron described as an open-air prison. Israel's launched another of its horrific periodic bombing campaigns against the embattled Gazans, slaughters that Israeli commentators have long called mowing the grass, leaving hundreds dead, including scores of children. At least 17 hospitals and clinics have been damaged, including Gaza's only COVID-19 testing facility. Clean water has been cut to hundreds of thousands. Schools have been destroyed. And a major high-rise building hosting media organizations, including Al Jazeera and the Associated Press, was leveled. The United States enables all this by providing Israel with billions of dollars in aid annually and unparalleled access to sophisticated weaponry. Jewish Voice for Peace, a grassroots human rights group, asked of American Jews in a recent press release, quote, Do we accede to a future rooted in denial and continue to allow apartheid, ethnic cleansing, and massacre in our names? Or do we engage with hard truths and bring our whole selves to the struggle of teshuva, of repair for these harms, they ask? Israel has long enjoyed vigorous bipartisan support in the U.S. Now, with a new, more diverse generation of elected representatives, popular resistance to Israel's occupation of Palestine is finding a voice in Washington.
I am the only Palestinian-American member of Congress now, and my mere existence has disrupted the status quo.
That's Congressmember Rashida Tlaib, Democrat of Detroit, speaking during an emotional address on the floor of the House of Representatives.
I am a reminder to colleagues that Palestinians do indeed exist, that we are human, that we are allowed to dream. We are mothers, daughters, granddaughters. We are justice seekers and are unapologetically about our fight against oppressions of all forms.
Congressmember Tlaib was speaking on Eid al-Fitr, the celebration that follows the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, and just 2 days before the Palestinian commemoration of Nakba Day. The Nakba, or in English, the catastrophe, was the violent expulsion of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians that accelerated following the May 15, 1948 founding of Israel. Since 1948, Israel has systematically expanded its illegal military occupation of Palestinian land, killed thousands of innocent Palestinians, and imprisoned tens of thousands more without charge. None of this could have been accomplished without the robust support and approval of the United States. In the past, Rashida Tlaib might have been a lone voice. Now she has a groundswell of support. Democratic Congress members Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York and Mark Pocan of Wisconsin joined Tlaib in offering a joint resolution to Congress opposing the pending $735 million sale to Israel of so-called smart bombs, the Joint Direct Attack Munitions, or JDAMs, manufactured by Boeing. Senator Bernie Sanders is introducing a similar resolution in the Senate. John Ossoff, the first Jewish senator elected from Georgia, led 28 Democratic senators in calling for a ceasefire in Gaza from both Israel and Hamas, whose missiles have killed 12 people inside Israel. Thousands of people have been rallying across the United States demanding a ceasefire. On Tuesday, President Biden made a trip to Detroit, Rashida Tlaib's home district, to visit the plant where Ford's all-electric vehicles will be manufactured. Tlaib met him on the airport tarmac. NPR reported an aide to Tlaib summarized Tlaib's comments to Biden as, quote, "Palestinian human rights are not a bargaining chip and must be protected, not negotiated. The U.S. cannot continue to give the right-wing Netanyahu government billions each year to commit crimes against Palestinians. Atrocities like bombing schools cannot be tolerated, much less conducted, with U.S.-supplied weapons," she reportedly told Biden. Biden praised Tlaib in his speech at the Ford plant, adding,
"I pray that your grandmom and family are well."
As Biden was about to test drive an electric truck, he had this exchange with a reporter.
"Mr. President, can I ask you a quick question on Israel before you drive
no,
away?
No, you can't. Not unless you get in front of the car as I step on it. I'm only teasing."
President Biden then sped off, reportedly hitting 80 miles per hour. For the millions of Palestinians living under Israeli occupation, it's as if they're hit daily by a truck driven by the American government. Israel's latest deadly assault has driven more people around the world into active solidarity with the Palestinian people in their resistance, rejecting what the late great Palestinian scholar and activist Edward Said described as the, quote, "gregarious tolerance for the way things are." I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend.
Well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers between 11 and 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 85 degrees. More showers Saturday night and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 63 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 52 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Heather is in Yapton. Hello, Heather.
Hello, Adrian. I wonder if Fanny could help me with the name of a cheese that I can't remember.
Right.
I had it many years ago in Britain, but I believe it's Italian.
Right.
And it's in the shape of a large sausage pear shape. And it has
yes.
a core of butter in the middle.
Right. Oh, a core of butter.
A butter in the middle? Because
mm.
I was doing all right until you got to that far, because it's kind of almost like an avocado
yes.
shape.
Yes, that's right. You can spread it with a cheese and butter.
Clean, kind of a creamy white colour.
Creamy white colour, and there's this sort
I've
of yellowy
seen them,
butter core.
Yeah, I've seen them in the shops, and I don't know what they're called.
Right. There's one cheese, and I can't really pronounce it terribly well. I think it would be Caciocavallo.
Caciocavallo.
Yes.
I've never seen it, apart from one shop many years ago in Lyme Regis, I've never seen it.
Caciocavallo.
Yes, let me just say it
again.
Say it again. Caciocavallo.
I've never seen it.
Kind of a creamy white colour.
I can't remember.
Right.
Sort of yellowy butter core.
Yeah, I've seen them in the shops, and I don't know what they're called.
Oh, and it was, and you feel it was Italian, and it,
it was
wasn't
Italian.
A British. Gosh, well, this would be an
Caciocavallo sounds Italian.
Yes, this is an Italian cheese, a little similar to provolone.
That Caciocavallo.
Yes, let me just say it again.
Say it again.
Say it again. Caciocavallo.
Caciocavallo.
Yes, let me just say it again.
Say it again.
Say it again. Caciocavallo. I can't really pronounce
right.
it.
Thank you very much.
Take care, love.
Thank
nice to talk to you. Bye
bye.
Time out.
When it comes to sound advice, we pick people like us.
Oh. Hello. I just pushed that button. Hi, George.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
Problem.
Yeah.
You're talking about the lovely flavours and strengths.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, of course, we do buy the English cheeses, and we had a Red Leicester this week.
Yeah.
We do that. We don't
yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, George.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bon appetit.
Right. I must talk about Stilton.
Talk about Stilton.
Stilton. I have got some fantastic Stilton mm. here. Do you know, it takes 17 gallons of milk to make one cheese? Mm.
It's
fantastic.
I don't know who's on line 1A, but I'll say hello.
Hello.
Who's
Lizzie.
That?
It's Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi. Not just mice like cheese, gerbils like it too. Anyway.
How interesting.
And it is lovely, and I cannot find any sort of replacement in England.
Dofino.
Dofino. So spell that for me.
D-O-F-I-N-O.
Dofino.
Dofino.
They call it queso de la casa, which is house cheese.
Yeah.
D-O-F-I-N-O.
And what does it taste like?
Well, it's very like a sort of a very creamy Edam.
Dauphina.
It really is such a nice cheese.
Oh.
I can't think why no one's picked up on it over here, because it's beautiful for cooking. It's lovely in sandwiches.
Yes.
Medio kilo Dauphino, por favor.
Oh, wow.
Bon perfecto. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So sorry, your feet, I do beg your pardon. Ah, well, there we are. Can you see all right?
outside now, and probably you can just barely hear me.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
Pardon?
Who is this?
Do I need to know that?
It would be helpful.
Pardon?
What's your name?
It's a caller. It's regarding a stair guide.
A what?
I understand that you were going to put this information on file.
Right, the best thing for you to do, my darling,
yes.
On Monday,
oh.
9 to 5, call our reception.
Right.
And they, do you know what time of day it was on?
Pardon?
Did you listen to it?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Was it a man or a woman talking about it?
It was definitely a man.
Right.
Two men, actually.
Two men?
Yeah. Well, and in fact, what I wanted to talk about was the product that is actually going to be shown in the Millennium Dome.
Right. The best thing for you to do, then, is to ring on Monday.
Monday? Between what hours?
Between 9 to 5, our reception is open.
Yes.
Right.
I'm hoping you...
What's your name?
Well, I don't think... It's not about the programme that's on at the moment.
Oh.
Yes.
A what? Did you listen to it?
Do I need to know that?
It would be helpful.
Between what hours?
Between 9 to 5.
Okay.
And where are you calling from?
In the Millennium Dome.
Right, the best thing for you to do, then, is to ring on Monday.
Yeah.
You've called the... You're on the radio now. We're doing a phone-in.
Yeah. Okay, I'll come back to your programme now.
Yeah, you tune back in again.
I will.
All the best.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Obviously some delay there for media reasons.
Well, for want of a better phrase.
Well,
you can't think of a better phrase. For example, we're having a...
And I'm sorry, we seem to have a problem with that report. We can go to it now.
Linda?
That's a bit of a monster.
Oh, I didn't recognise you under that cape.
Come on. Well, if you'll excuse me, some of us have got work to do.
Oh, sorry, is this a bad time?
No.
Miss Ripon from the village on that nappy bay. Looks like she's going back too. You had a fall, Miss Ripon?
I'm taking him away. I can't do a thing with him this morning. Can't think what's come over him.
He wants a man up. Be careful now, young John. A bus is coming. Now let me go first, miss. He'll follow. Give him a tap, but don't talk too hard on his mouth.
All right. Oh, thank goodness it's slowing down.
Hey, look out for the motorbike behind. Look out, John!
It wasn't anybody's fault. As soon as he fell, Miss Ripon's horse caught him full on the base of the skull. The doctor said he was killed instantly. There was nothing anyone could do.
I know.
What on earth are we going to tell Tony?
I'm sorry, I don't know if I often get time to actually sit here, but I do like occasionally go past and just catch some of the music.
And go boom, 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 boom.
And walk away whistling it.
Now, I'd be ready to turn your radio down if I were you.
Great!
That's just about,
I mean, it starts at one point, and then... It doesn't carry on in a logical order, and then you've come back in where you started.
Wow.
Everybody's tense.
Very strong forehand topspin.
Somebody's heard something. Did you hear it?
That's a snort.
A brief discussion going on as to exactly what we should do now.
Yeah, this is where I shall do my whoopsies, and you'll know that if you come in here, this is my house.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Say, that's a nasty one.
Is this piled up in the bucket?
Can't you read that sign tacked on the side of the bucket?
Yep.
Hello.
Morning, Smithy. Oh. Oh, critter. Morning, Pedro.
Good morning.
Tend my mule, Pedro.
Oh, si. Gracias, Señor Marshal.
Come in.
Oh, sorry, Debbie. Excuse me a moment.
It's all right. I'll...
Hello?
Honestly, you wouldn't believe...
Sorry, Debbie, excuse me a moment.
It's all right. I'll...
Hello?
Honestly, you sure you wouldn't believe...
Sorry, Debbie, excuse me a moment.
It's all right.
Hello?
Honestly, you sure you wouldn't believe...
Sorry, Debbie, excuse me a moment.
It's all right. I'll...
Hello?
I'll catch you another time.
You're harvesting today, are you?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh,
well, it's a good day for it. Must be...
Right.
What?
I've only got half an hour.
This isn't easy, you know, John.
You're the one who wants to talk.
Well, your mother and I... Well, we're worried about you.
There's no need. I'm quite capable of looking after you.
We're very, very sad people.
You are! You're making us laugh there. I love the thought of you running into the lavatory. And... Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Made my morning.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
She's actually looking straight at us now. You can see her ears moving around to pick up any sound.
Hit the trail, Chris. We're coming in.
One thing I've been able to do here that I can never do on the air, there's never time.
This is Burial, Rival Dealer, on the radio at WGXC 2019 New Music.
Oh.